BePod Studios.
What day is it?
Is this a test?
No.
No, wait. Yes.
It's Friday.
Oh, really?
All day.
Thank God for that.
No, thank God we've made it.
Oh, thank God it's Friday, right?
TGI Friday.
Thank God.
Thank God it's Friday.
Oh, thank God. We made it.
Friday.
Let's do this.
It's showtime.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Hey, hallelujah. Okay, LBF is on vacation. Back Monday. Brian, you go on vacation Monday.
Yep.
Okay. So we're all, the gang is going to be another week without being all together.
I know, and LBF's been posting some very interesting stories from her vacation. I can't. I'm sorry, I'm going to miss them on Monday.
I know. There was one yesterday. We'll have to get into it with her. Tracy, have you enjoyed the week hanging out with us? The answer is yes.
Of course I
good,
have.
Good.
Very good. It's been the best week of my life, Bob.
All right, now you've gone too far.
Yeah, I know. That's
I mean, you know, you guys are talking about vacation and everything. I'm just talking about going home.
You just want to go home. It's like, can I go home? It's been a week. Hey, some good news. We had a winner yesterday at 10 o'clock with our million-dollar playlist. Tony Carmo from Berkeley knew who that was. So I have to confess, Brian, Tony, a guy or a gal?
It was a guy.
It was a guy.
Yeah.
A guy named Tony.
He did it.
I just saw the list.
Antonio.
Oh, it was Antonio.
Yeah.
He got it. He knew that fifth song that took so long. So if you missed it, the song was Big Yellow Uber.
No.
So close.
No? No, that's not the song. Big Yellow Taxi was the song. And we said it was a remake. Do you guys know the original?
Yeah.
Know who did the original Big Yellow Taxi?
Joni Mitchell?
Yes. It was Joni Mitchell. Good job, Brian. So Joni Mitchell did that. You know, the song we played was by the
Counting Crows.
The Counting Crows.
Counting Crows version, yeah.
So that's done. Uh-huh. We're moving on. We have a brand new scramble. And I think, I said before.
Hey, it's Friday, right?
Yeah. Well, I told you last time it was tough. I knew that was going to be tough.
Yeah.
I don't think this is going to be as tough. Check it out. Okay.
Whoa.
Here's what you're going to struggle with. You probably know the middle songs.
I heard a couple in there that
right?
I thought I knew, yeah.
But you can't just give us the middle songs.
Right.
Because we're going to do it in order. So
you have to get the first one.
Get the first. And I don't think that's that hard.
Not just the delicious middle.
No, don't bite into the middle just yet. Hold on to that. 7:55, we're going to give you a chance to start off with our million-dollar scramble number 7.
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying,
enable ROR Boston.
Then say,
open ROR
or WROR.com.
Lately I've been feeling so cool.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
Yes, it's sponsored by Big Y Foods. Add sizzle to your grill with Big Y's USDA Prime Beef, Choice Angus, or all-natural Angus beef. Premium steakhouse quality and flavor only at your neighborhood Big Y. Tracy in for LBF again today. What's cool?
A garlic clove helped reunite a young lady with a lost heirloom.
Well, that's nice. It's kind of weird, but it's like a riddle you'll be able to put it together for us.
Sure.
All right, Brian Bell.
All right, it's Pan Mass Challenge weekend. It's a little different.
Yeah.
But it's still
bit.
Cool.
Yep.
And there's still fun things going on.
So if you are on Facebook, you can see Brian's bicycle attire today.
Right.
Look at that. Something you'll never catch me in.
It's a little tight.
It's a little tight.
I haven't been riding as much this year.
Yeah. You've reimagined.
That's right.
Okay. I'm going to tell. I love this. Somebody has found audio of a 1962 interview with the Beatles. And what they thought their future was going to be, and how long of a future they had as the Beatles. It's so good.
Okay,
Tracy.
All right, Bob, a ring that slipped off a Maine girl's finger while she was.
A Maine girl or a mean girl?
Maine. The state of Maine.
Okay, there's no mean girls in Maine.
No. While she was planting a garden,
turned
up 9 months later, and it was wrapped around a piece of garlic.
The
girl's name is Madison. She lost the ring, which was handed down from a great-grandfather. So 9 months later, the garden is being cultivated by another person. and they pull up the garlic, and one one of the garlic shoots went right through the ring. So the ring was actually wrapped around the garlic clove.
Wow. And how'd they find out whose it was?
It was like a community garden.
Garden, right.
So they knew that the girl
she'd
had
lost the ring. That's, that's really great. Can I ask a stupid question?
Sure.
You're good at it.
Yeah. Oh, damn.
Okay. I guess.
I like having you around, Tracy. Go ahead, Bob.
I guess I should just preface it.
Sorry.
Can I ask a question? Because apparently they're all stupid. Okay. How do garlics grow in your garden?
They're a bulb.
They're a bulb.
Yes. Okay.
So is that underground?
Yes, so the bulb is underground, and then the cloves grow off of the bulb, which each clove has the shoot that comes up. And I only know that because I had to read about it to figure out the ring.
Don't act all.
I just learned.
You're not cultivating garlic at home.
Don't act like you've got a garlic bush.
All right. It is.
Go ahead, Brian.
It is. It's Pan Mass weekend, and this is my sixth year doing Pan Mass Challenge.
Nice job.
We're the official radio station. J-Bo will be kicking it off today at 4:30, and tonight there's still stuff.
J-Bo's doing this?
He usually does the little opening ceremonies and stuff, and tonight at 7 o'clock on Channel 4, Lisa Hughes, Who Rides, and David Wade, they'll be hosting the PMC Reimagined opening ceremonies, so you can still watch that. We are still riding for a cure. Because, you know, even though we won't all be out there on our bikes together, we're all kind of doing our own thing. It's called the PMC Reimagined. So, like, I'm going to try to ride Sunday some of the route. I'll be down the Cape, so I'm going to try to ride some of the route, maybe get out to P-Town. Everybody's doing their own thing. But we're still trying to fight cancer. You can still get info and donate at WROR.com/PMC. And go to, you know, there's all sorts of fun stuff. They're having a concert tomorrow, virtually. Yeah. There'll be actual acts playing for everybody. You can still participate and have fun with PMC. Just go to WROR.com/PMC and look all the social media. It'll be crazy.
Let me say this with all sincerity. A lot of times we do charity stuff that you got to do it, and maybe, you know, whatever, and maybe you're half in, half out. But Brian's all in when it comes to the PMC.
Yeah, when I was here last year.
It's a passion for it.
Yeah.
So it's just great, Brian.
I'm so bummed to not be out riding with everybody. And like today would be the day I'm going out to Sturbridge and, you know, getting ready to do 192 miles. But
cross your fingers for next
year. We're all doing our own thing this year, and we're still fighting cancer.
It's a passion for Brian Bell. Okay, so the Beatles did a 1962 interview before they were famous. And somebody asked them about their future. Remember, they hit it late 1962, early 63 in England, and then, you know, came here in 64.
Across the pond.
Yes, but they didn't imagine that back in 1962. Here's what they thought their future was going to be.
People demand that you think, John, how long are you going to last? You can be big-headed and say, yeah, we're going to last 10 years. But as soon as you've said that, you think, you know, we're lucky if we last 3 months.
Well, obviously, we can't keep playing the same sort of music until we're about 40, because nobody's going to want to know at all about that sort of thing. We've thought about it. Probably the thing that John and I will do will be write songs as we have been doing. We'll probably develop that a bit more. Who knows, at 40 we may not know how to write songs anymore.
I hope to have enough money to go into a business of my own by the time we do flop. And but I think we'll be in the business, either up there or down there, for at least another 4 years.
I've always fancied having a lady's hairdressing salon, you know, a string of them, in fact.
Ringo wanted to open a string of ladies' hair salons.
Okay.
So that's what his
boy's got a dream.
Hey, goals, people.
Right.
We all have goals.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
All right, LBF's on vacay. She's back Monday. Tracy's with us this week. And your weather today looks like partly sunny, 81. Not bad. So much for the heat wave. We're not going to miss that, are we?
No, I guess not.
No, we will not.
I enjoyed it, though.
You did. You're
one
of those people that likes it hot.
I do.
My wife's the same way.
Yep.
She couldn't care less. Blah. Mostly clear tonight, 67, and sunny, 82 tomorrow. For Sunday, it looks like more clouds and sun, a high of 83. So there you have it. That's the end of the heat wave. It's also the end of the song scramble that was so tough the past week that we started to give clues.
Right.
And the first clue we gave for yesterday's or that song scramble was, It was a cover of a song.
Right.
We thought that would help, but
as it turns out, there's a lot of covers.
Yeah.
A lot of covers. We needed a strong hit number two, which was, you see a lot of these in New York City.
Right.
Which you see a lot in New York City.
Yeah. Right. And you know, it's funny because people were calling us with guesses before it was time to officially guess. And one guy called, he's like, I know it. It's Signs.
Right.
That's right.
It's a cover, and you see a lot of them in New York.
It wasn't a bad guess. It wasn't a bad guess, but it wasn't it.
It wasn't the right one.
So the song turned out to be Yellow, Big Yellow Taxi. Remake, Joni Mitchell did it, and then Counting Crows did it.
Yeah.
All right, here's the latest song scramble. No hints, because right now it's brand new, and we haven't had one guess yet that's right on. Here we go. Easy for me to say because I know what's on, but I think it's easier.
Right, I heard a couple in there that I think I
that's
know.
The problem. You know, maybe the middles.
Yeah.
But you got to get the first one.
You got to get the first one right
to Chewy Center.
Have a shot at $1,000. Yes. You got to work the edges before you get to the Chewy Center, right, Brian? Okay, Tracy, what's coming up with your dirty laundry?
Well, Bob, Ellen is now apologizing after reports of a hostile work environment.
Hello.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Let's get the dirty laundry done. Here's Tracy Caruso in for LBF. Tracy.
The Rolling Stones have announced the September 25th release of Steel Wheels Live, called from the band's December 19th, 1989 stop in Atlantic City.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be released on limited edition, including some colored vinyl.
Steel Wheels. I remember that tour. Remember that?
Yeah.
That was good.
That's pretty cool. Bryan Cranston has survived COVID-19. Breaking Bad star revealed in an Instagram post yesterday that he tested positive for the virus a while back. He also shared that he donated plasma and hopes to help other people. He's made a full recovery.
That's good.
Yeah.
A lot do. Yeah.
Absolutely. MTV Video Music Award nominations were announced. The nominations are led
Wait a minute. They're still doing videos?
Yeah, I guess so.
MTV does videos again?
The nominations are led by Lady Gaga and Ariana Grande. Now, this year's VMAs will also have two brand new categories inspired by the pandemic. Best Music Video from Home and Best Quarantine Performance.
And Best TikTok Dance.
Yeah. Finally, Ellen DeGeneres is promising her staff she'll do better amid investigations into the environment on her TV show.
Huh.
62-year-old wrote a letter to employees on her show to say she is disappointed to learn her show is not a place of happiness.
She didn't
and
know
respect.
That?
Yeah, right.
Oh, boy.
She said she's working alongside Warner Brothers to conduct an internal investigation and to correct the issues. It comes after BuzzFeed published an article that employees said they experienced racism while on the show. She said if it weren't for COVID-19, she would have delivered this apology in person.
She was shocked. Shocked, I tell you. Right under her nose. Didn't know any of it.
I'm sure there's a lot of bosses that don't know what's going on out there.
You know, that might be the case, too. I heard Lady Gaga
is going to elope. Yep.
Who's she eloping with?
Michael.
Some gas jockey from Las Vegas?
I can't remember.
What do you think her wedding dress will be made out of?
Jeez. I hope it's meat.
Yeah.
That'd be great. Everybody can grab some and have a barbecue. Right?
Yeah.
Some guy from Las Vegas.
Yeah, they've only been dating since like fall of last year. Announced the relationship on the Super Bowl.
Is this her first marriage? Lady Gaga?
She's been engaged twice before.
Right, that's what I mean. She just can't get to the altar. Maybe this is, you know, that's why she wants to elope.
Right.
Right, just do it.
Get it over with.
You ever elope? Would you ever
Maybe
do that?
Maybe she's already talked about it too much and it won't happen.
Yeah,
would you have eloped at all?
No.
No? You wanted the whole full-fledged thing?
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
Now my kids.
Yeah, they can elope.
My daughter, go ahead. Go ahead.
No, I didn't think of
that. I'll pay for your plane ticket.
Brilliant.
Nice.
Brilliant. That's how Tracy feels today, right? 105.7.
Tell me about it.
That's how you are.
Absolutely right.
Today's your last day. Come on, it was fun.
It was a blast.
LBF will return Monday. Here's a study. Are you sitting down, Tracy? Good.
Always.
Don't stand up because I don't want you to faint.
Okay.
When you hear the latest study. This is coming from the CDC. The more money you make, the more hours of sleep you get. Only 55% of people who are below the poverty line sleep 7 or 8 nights a week versus almost 70% of people who are 400% above the line.
All right.
So the more money you have, the better your sleep.
Okay.
How'd you sleep last night?
Not too well.
I could sleep better.
Like 400% better?
Sleep better. You could. Thought it was more money, more problems.
Nope. It's more money, more sleep.
All right.
There you have it. I just wanted to make sure you guys knew that. You know.
You're looking pretty well rested, Bob.
I'm not rested at all. I am one tired puppy. I can't even stand up. All right, here's Sister Christian, 655.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Oh, yeah. You know what day it is? It's
Friday.
That's it. Very good. Thank God.
Thank God it's
it is. All right. So, Fridays, let's be honest. The traffic's a little
Thank
lighter. Right.
We've already started drinking.
Well, okay. I wouldn't have said that on the radio.
Water, coffee.
Yeah, right. Good point. Okay, so let's have a little Friday fun. When Brian came up with a name for this thing, we're going to call it a brain freezer.
Brain freezer.
Okay. This is a brain freezer. We're not talking about that ice cream I had for dinner.
Okay.
No. We're talking about a brain teaser. We did one Wednesday that was, let's be honest, it stunk because we found it on Facebook, and it really didn't have a definitive answer.
Right.
Because nobody could really...
You could come up with different scenarios.
It was stupid.
Right?
Yeah. I'm not even going to repeat it. It was just dumb. You missed it.
34 people in a bedroom.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Then
that one.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Okay, yeah. Fine. All right. So, we're going to move on to a different one.
Oh.
First one who gets the answer to this... Well, we'll give him a WROR t-shirt.
Okay.
Tracy doesn't even have one of these.
Yeah. No, I don't. Mm-hmm. Thanks a lot.
Okay. Keep
trying. See if you can answer the question.
Yeah. See if you can do it. All right. No on-air guesses for you two because you've already seen the question. You've had more time than the listeners have. Here is the puzzle that you need to solve. Here it is. A man works on the 10th floor and always takes the elevator down to the ground level at the end of the day.
Okay. So he goes down 10 floors.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, I have to think this loud.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Every morning, he only takes the elevator to the 7th floor, and then he walks up the stairs to the 10th floor, even...
Good exercise.
...when he's in a hurry. Okay? But here's the twist.
Okay.
Here's the twist all you're right. listening for. But he will go all the way to the 10th floor when others are in the elevator with him or on a rainy day. Why?
Mm-hmm.
So why on those days does he go all the way to the 10th floor, but when he's...
Because he likes the people? I'm not supposed to guess, huh?
No, don't guess.
You want that t-shirt, don't you?
I do.
All right, so, Brian, we'd have a t-shirt for the winner, right?
Sure.
Solve that riddle, 888-410-1057, okay? Do I need to read it again, or we got it?
Takes the elevator to the... He works on the 10th floor... And he takes the elevator to the 7th, walks up 3. Unless there's other people on the elevator, then he goes to the 10th floor. Mm-hmm. He also goes to the 10th floor when it's raining.
Right. So that's it. He'll take it down, but only up to the 7th. Why? What is going on with this guy?
I don't know.
888-410-1057. Let's see how smart our listeners are on a Friday morning. Here we go. 888-410-1057.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
5-7 WROR. It's 80s and more. All right. We got a riddle today. I like this one better than the other one we did. Because there's an actual answer to this one.
And no one's harmed in this riddle.
Right. So I asked the riddle. As it turns out, a lot of folks have heard it before. So we had some honest listeners say, yeah, I'd heard it before.
Right.
And they said, let's give someone else a try who hasn't heard it. So here it is. A man works on the 10th floor. He always takes the elevator down to the ground level at the end of every day. So sure. he'll use the elevator all the way.
10 stories.
In the morning, he'll only go to the 7th floor. And then he walks up the stairs to the 10th floor, even when he's in a hurry. But here's the twist.
Yeah.
He'll go all the way to the 10th floor when others are in the elevator with him or on a rainy day. So why is that? All right. So, Arwa, who's our first caller?
Julie.
Julie, now, have you heard the riddle before? Just making sure.
I have not heard the riddle before.
Okay. So why do you think he does the elevator only to the 7th floor?
He's so short because he can only reach the 7th floor button.
But why on rainy days does he take it?
Oh, I didn't even think of that part. That I don't have an answer for. I'm going to guess.
I mean, you're halfway there. You're halfway there, but you didn't get the rainy day part.
Well, living on a prayer, though. I'm not sure. I'm going to have to pray on the second half of that one.
All right. Thank you, Julie. Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
ROR. Hi, who's this?
Hi, Patty.
Hi, Patty. Do you have a guess?
Yes, I do. I guess he's too short.
Okay. So why does he take it on rainy days?
I missed that part. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So he takes.
I heard you say something about the fact that he couldn't when people were in the elevator.
Right.
He'd go to the 10th floor.
But or rainy days.
Oh, because he has his umbrella with him, and he can push the button.
You got it.
Yeah.
Really? Oh my God.
You sleuthed it out. Right. Yes. He's so short. He needs other people. Or on rainy days, he has his umbrella.
Exactly.
I would just carry the umbrella
myself. I missed the rainy day pod. But thank you for that. Cool.
Well, thanks.
I was looking forward to getting a WROR t-shirt.
Oh, that is awesome. Nice. Because it's your favorite station, right?
It is.
Or you just
I listen to it all day
t-shirt.
Long.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's just not a t-shirt.
I'm so excited. That's cool.
Thank you for listening, Patty.
You're welcome.
Hang on. We'll get you that WROR t-shirt she wanted. Nice. That's great.
Yeah. So sorry, you don't get it, Tracy.
I know.
Didn't get it.
Yeah,
that's
sorry.
Fine. Yeah.
Maybe next time.
So, Patricia from Gloucester. There you have it. So that was fun, right?
Good
stuff.
So fun.
Play with your kids tonight when you get home. No, you don't want to do that.
No. Nope.
Okay, fine. just give me a smile.
Don't be mad at me.
I don't want to play with my kids.
Don't make me think, Mom.
No, I know. All right, what's coming up in the dirty laundry?
Well, Ellen DeGeneres,
yeah.
We were saying earlier this week that there were some accusations of office issues.
But she knows nothing?
Apparently not, but she's apologizing.
That's good.
Yeah.
See, I do that all the time. I don't know what I did, but I'm sorry.
Yep.
Yeah. Right?
Just apologize.
Just to being a husband, that's all.
Start your day with the ROR Morning Show.
With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
End your day with J-Boy Jones. And 90 minutes commercial-free starting at 4:15.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
People love it when you 746. Let's get into the laundry. Filling in for LBF this week. Trace, this is your last load of laundry.
That's right.
You're going to do here for a while.
That's right.
So maybe next summer.
Maybe.
Oh, okay.
We'll see if I...
Huh?
We'll see if I made anybody angry in the big office.
No. You've done a great job. Great job. All right. Let's do the dirty laundry.
Rolling Stones have announced the September 25th release of Steel Wheels Live, Atlantic City, New Jersey, called from the band's December 19th, 1989 stop in Atlantic City. It's even going to come in colored vinyl.
Oh, really?
CDs.
Kids like vinyl now.
Yeah.
I was
cool.
at Target the other day. They have a huge record section.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
Right? Got a turntable again.
I thought I was in Bradley's. Really? Like, wow. Where's the lunch counter? Right?
The MTV Video Music Award nominations have been announced. Nominations are led by Lady Gaga and Ariana Grande. Now, this year's VMAs will also have two brand new categories inspired by the pandemic. Best Music Video from Home and Best Quarantine Performance.
Do they have to?
Right.
Right.
Bryan Cranston has survived COVID-19. The Breaking Bad star revealed in an Instagram post yesterday he tested positive for the virus a while back. He also shared that he donated plasma and he has made a full recovery.
Good. So he's 60-ish?
Yeah, I don't know.
62 maybe? He's not that old. He's young.
Speaking of 62,
yeah.
Ellen DeGeneres is promising her staff she'll do better amid an investigation into the environment on her show. The 62-year-old wrote a letter to employees on her show to say she's disappointed to learn her show is not a place of happiness and respect. There have been some allegations of abuse with her company, including some racism. She said if it weren't for COVID, she would have delivered the apology in person, but she had to mail it in instead.
Was she shocked?
She said she was.
So, okay. So.
Was she chagrined?
Yeah. How old was Bryan Cranston?
64.
There you
okay.
go.
Good guess.
Got through it, and he's fine.
Yeah.
You done?
I'm done.
Good job. Okay. Coming up, it's a brand new song scramble. We moved on to number 7. Yesterday was finally solved. We gave us a couple of big hints. We first said it's a cover song. But as it turns out, there's a lot of cover songs that didn't help so much.
Right.
Then we said yesterday morning, you see a lot of them in New York City.
Right.
Yeah.
And
we had some people guessing, like Signs.
Mm-hmm.
It was a very good guess. Cover, yep. A lot of New York. Not it.
Not it. It was Big Yellow Taxi. So there you go.
Yeah.
So that's all. We're moving on to this one. We're going to give you an unfair advantage right now. We're going to play it for you again one more time before we open up
the
phones.
Carefully.
Yes.
Listen.
Slowly. Listen slowly. Okay. We debuted that at 10 o'clock. As of now, we don't have song one yet. So we're going to ask you to get song one. Start from there. Coming up, we'll do that in less than 5 minutes. Your shot at 1,000, and then you're in the running for $1,000,000.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
Is he still your best friend? I don't think so.
Probably not.
No. If she used to be mine,
mm-hmm.
He's no longer my best friend.
That's right.
Just saying. You ready to play Super Smart?
I'm ready.
Brought to you by Window Nation. Now deferring payments on all windows for 2 full years. Visit WindowNation.com. Let's say good morning to our player today. It's Josh from Watertown. Good morning, Josh. Okay, there you are. Josh, good morning.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Can you hear us,
sure,
Josh?
Sure. I sure can.
Okay, good. It's going to be very important. Okay, Josh.
Yeah, I think so.
Tell us about yourself a little bit. What do you do? Family? All that fun stuff.
Yeah, sure. I work for a telecom company in Quincy. I work in finance. You know, I do some other stuff. A musician. Guitars,
wow.
Odd jobs here and there.
Jeez,
wow.
What do you do for as a musician? What do you play?
We do a little bit of, you know, right now we got a little group going. We call ourselves Nerve Jam.
Nerve Jam.
You can find us on Facebook. Yeah.
And oh, look, he's plugging the band.
Yeah, yeah.
Smart guy.
Plugging a little bit. I got to do it.
What instrument do you play?
I play guitar. I play bass. I do, you know, do some writing, singing. That kind
of. Multi-talented guy.
Right.
Nerve Jam is the band. Everybody.
We'll see if I don't know. Though. We'll see if I'm super smart.
We're about to find out. Okay, here's how it works, Josh. Tracy is going to ask you 10 questions. Get them all right, you'll win $1,000 and be proclaimed super smart. Okay.
I love it.
If you're not sure about a question, say pass. We'll get back to it. You ready?
Okay.
Here we go.
Who is Queen Elizabeth II's oldest son?
Oh, pass.
Bono is the lead singer of which Irish rock band?
U2.
Complete the title of this George Orwell novel, 1984. Which American singer is famous for My Way and New York, New York?
Frank Sinatra.
What movie featured the line, "You're going to need a bigger boat"?
Josh.
In science, which PT is a tabular arrangement of chemical elements?
Pass.
Which actor played James Bond in Casino Royale?
Oh, pass.
Which U.S. company is known for the iPhone and the watch?
Apple.
Which U.S. state is biggest by population?
California.
What can you see with the Curlian photography?
Heat waves.
Who is Queen Elizabeth II's oldest son?
Edward?
Mm. That's not it. Hey,
he did pretty well.
Josh, you did good.
Oh, thank you.
You had some passes, but you did pretty good.
You got six right.
I got six, yeah. You got six.
You got six, I only got six.
That's
yeah.
not bad.
Yeah, that's good.
That's passing grade in my book. Okay.
Okay.
Here's what you
All
missed.
Right.
Here's what you missed.
What I missed.
Prince Charles is Queen Elizabeth's oldest son.
Mm.
Ears. I think I had it happen.
Big ear guy, yeah.
The science, the PT sure. question for tabular arrangement is the periodic table.
PT, periodic table.
Daniel Craig.
Was
in Casino Royale.
As I call him, James Blonde.
And, the only one that you got wrong was the last one, and the actual answer is aura.
Curlian photography. So what is that?
Yeah, man, I can see your energy, man.
Seems like you could do that with a filter on your phone, right?
Probably.
Yeah. Create some kind of aura.
All right, Josh.
Yeah, I guess Instagram has that filter, too.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Josh.
Nice
and
job, Josh.
And his band Nerve.
Well, thank you guys so much. You guys have a wonderful morning.
Don't hang up there, Josh, because we got a pair of tickets for you to the race this weekend, the Foxwoods Resort 301 New Hampshire Motor Speedway.
Okay, I love it.
Yeah.
$1,000. Who needed that?
Yeah. These tickets are cheaper. They're available at NHMS.com.
Good morning, mate.
Josh, who are you going to take with you?
That's a good question. I got to find out. I got to figure that out.
Well, that's up to you.
I'm going to have some people. I got about 1,000 fans out in the audience right now.
Oh, hey, there you go. All right, Josh.
Yeah.
Have fun with that one.
You're with the band, man.
Josh, thanks for playing. You're a good guy.
Him. Hey, thank you guys. You guys
thanks,
too,
Josh.
All right?
Take care. What a nice guy. I like Josh. Very good. Enjoy the race. He's got 1,000 friends to pick from. Okay.
Nice.
All right, good job, Tracy, doing Super Smart this week. I know it's big shoes to fill.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
LBF has some crazy questions.
She's crazy.
She makes it tough, but it's worth it.
This was good. James did all right. Or Josh did.
Yep, Josh did.
James Bond.
Yeah.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
All right. Filling in for LBF, it's Tracy Caruso. What's cool, Tracy?
Bob, a piece of garlic, a garlic clove,
yeah,
helped reunite a young lady with a lost heirloom.
Oh, that's great.
How in the world does garlic help you find something?
Well, I don't know. I guess we'll have to wait until you tell us.
Like 30 seconds.
I'm on the edge of my seat. Look at me.
Help you find vampires.
Right,
hey, it's finally Pan Mass Challenge weekend. It's a little different this year, but it's still cool, and we're still raising money for a great cause. We'll tell you a little bit about it.
That's it. Okay, folks were asked what their number one dance song of all time is. Now, they were given a list of 100 songs, and they ranked this one number one. We'll get your thoughts on that coming up.
All right.
Okay?
All right, a ring that slipped off a Maine girl's finger, the state of Maine.
Yep.
She was planting at a community garden, and her ring fell off. And this ring was her great-great-grandfather's. 9 months later, someone else is cultivating the garden, pulling up the garlic that was planted, and lo and behold, there is her ring. She had dropped it while planting the bulbs for the garlic.
Yeah.
One of the garlic shoots grew up right through the ring, the hole of the ring.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And there it was.
That's
the
awesome.
Ring inside the garlic
Think about
itself.
The odds of that, how that would happen.
Right?
Right?
Yeah.
Otherwise, she missed it by a seed by
an inch.
So
it was in the ground for 9 months.
Wow.
9 months in the ground.
And they cultivated
through the winter.
It? Wow.
Yeah.
That's a very nice story.
Yeah.
That'd be a heck of a way to propose to somebody. Plant a ring on...
And if she finds it...
9 months later, go back.
What else happens in 9 months?
Anyway. Hey, it's... you know, tomorrow is August.
Right.
And the first weekend in August is Pan Mass Challenge weekend. And that's still happening this year. It's a little different.
Mm-hmm.
Pan Mass Challenge 2020 has been reimagined. You can use hashtag PMC reimagined and see all the cool stuff people are doing. Because there's no official ride. People are doing their own things.
There will be a kickoff. Like, J-Bo's going to kick things off at 4:30 tonight with some great music.
Great.
And then at 7 o'clock on WBZ-TV, Channel 4, they have the opening ceremonies. They do that every year. Mm. You know, Lisa Hughes, David Wade, they do an awesome program telling you all about Pan Mass Challenge because it's a great program. This is my sixth year riding, and I'm still going to do my reimagined ride. Like, Sunday, I'm going down the Cape. I'm going to try to do some of the route, maybe get out to P-Town, but not the regular way, you know. There's virtual rides now. There's Olympic riders doing virtual rides tomorrow morning. And you can go to WROR.com/PMC, get all the info, and you can still donate because we're still raising money to fight cancer. And if you see people on bikes wearing their you know, it's a nice light blue jersey this year.
Mm-hmm.
If you see people out on their bikes, don't honk. No. Honking is very it's
distracting, right?
It's like, whoa.
Oh, yeah, no.
Give them a wave.
Yeah.
Give them a cheer. Mm. There'll be a lot of people doing their own PMC this year. And shout out to my guys on Fat Tuesday, Tim, Dave, Marty, Bill, Joel. This is the whole crew that I ride with, the Fat Tuesday guys. And we're all doing our own thing, but we're all doing it for a great cause.
Yeah. And listen, you're so dedicated, so thank you. That's pretty cool.
Thanks. It's fun. Yeah.
You did a great job.
Know, it's different this year, but we're all still
riding why is your riding for a cure. Gang called Fat Tuesday?
That's the team that I ride with. They're the Fat Tuesday guys. They all Mardi Gras themed.
Oh, that's cool.
I actually have my own Fat Tuesday jersey. I'm going to try to rock for a little bit on Sunday, so it's great.
Yeah. Beads? Your beads?
You got beads?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know when the Fat Tuesday crew is coming because
awesome. Drinking hurricanes
there, yeah. Eventually.
Okay, yeah, no, wait, we done. We're finished. Good job, Brian. Enjoy that. Have a great weekend. The weather looks perfect for it too. Weather's nice. No, thank God it wasn't the past heat wave. Could you imagine? You guys are gonna be Fat Tuesday for sure.
No. Yeah, we ride no matter the weather.
You'd be slim Wednesday.
Yeah.
Here are the top five dance songs of all time. Now, granted, the people asked were given a list of 100 or so songs to choose from and put them in order. And here's what they selected as the top five dance songs to get the party started. Ironically, that's not one of them. It should have been.
You would think.
Yeah, it's not Pink. Hmm. It is Dancing Queen by ABBA at number five.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
Good one.
Fine.
Number four is Uptown Girl.
Really?
Sorry, Uptown Funk.
Okay, that's okay. All right, now, okay.
That makes more sense.
Definitely.
Sorry.
No offense, Billy Joel.
Great song.
He didn't bring the funk.
No.
Bruno brought the funk. Number three, a throwback, the Bee Gees, Staying Alive.
There you go. Mm.
That gets the party started.
Good. It's also good for CPR.
Yep, that's true. Good rhythm. 104 beats a minute. Number two, Michael Jackson.
Sure.
Guess which Michael Jackson? He's got a lot.
Yeah.
It ain't Beat It.
Oh, I was actually thinking Beat It.
Billie Jean, number two.
Good one. Yeah.
Gets the party started. This is the number one dance song if you're throwing
must be
a party.
MC Hammer.
It ain't the Hammer.
Oh.
It's not Hammer Time.
Okay.
Nope, it's Whitney Time.
That's
it.
Yeah.
Number one dance song of all time. You can't stop moving. Look at you.
Yeah.
You want to get up and move, don't you, Tracy?
Love this song.
That's it.
I don't. Yeah, it's a fun song. Number one.
It was chosen number one.
Look at him dance.
Yeah.
You don't want to.
There you go. So there you have it. You're starting a party. That is the song that'll get everybody off
love
the
it.
Floor.
Love it.
Okay, that's fun. So keep that in mind whenever you have a party again.
Yeah.
Well, when that's going to happen.
Party of one.
Yes, please. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. Gosh, it's going to be one of my top three Eagles songs. You can't dance to it unless you dance slowly. But it's always a good one. Taking it to the limit. How about Anthony DiNucci from Peabody? He almost took it to the limit today with our song scramble number seven. He got the first three. I hope folks were listening. Hope you were listening at 7:55, 8-ish, because we'll give you another chance at 10 o'clock with Julie Devereaux to go at it. So you got the first three if you're listening to Anthony.
Oh, that was 0-3 in no time. That guy.
Man, he was good.
Wicked good.
Yeah, I thought we were about to give away $1,000. But
and his guess for number four?
Not bad.
No, that's what I thought it was.
It was wrong, but not bad.
Right.
So be listening at 10 o'clock for that. You know, I was kid Brian that I'm not these. We get lots of, you know, TV shows at night that are still up, the late night shows. And I said, I don't watch those. I don't want to watch Jimmy Fallon on Zoom. It's just, after, it's kind of, do you watch any of that? It's kind of, gets a little tedious. Enough Zooming.
Right.
But I guess, was this the Tonight Show last night?
Yeah.
there are moments that are kind of funny, as it turns out. So last
night. Yeah, imagine that.
Imagine that. So we talked about when you're Zooming, you know, things happen in the house.
They sure do.
So this was Alanis Morissette last night. Is it a new song she was debuting?
Yeah.
Okay, here it is.
My mission is to keep the light in your eyes ablaze.
Hi, Mom.
I
She powers through it.
Darkness and a sense of helplessness, but it won't matter if you keep the cord connected to the one.
I think she needed juice.
Does she come back?
I don't think so.
Yeah. So she's powered through it.
Pretty good.
How old's the kid?
I don't know. It sounds like maybe five or so.
She wanted juice. The girl wants juice. They're not going to stop them.
There she is.
I want you.
I want to sing next.
There you have it. So,
that's
oh
cool.
My God. That is everyone's life right there.
I want juice.
Trying to work with children at home. My wife has been working from home since March, and it's just impossible.
She can't Zoom.
She's got
getters
conference calls and everything else. And
they want their juice, man.
Yeah,
don't hold out.
I was doing a video interview from home.
Yeah,
and in the middle of the recorded interview with someone, one of my dogs, the 86-pound dog. Mm. No, he didn't start barking. He started gagging.
Okay.
And you know, like a dog gag?
Yeah.
You know, exactly. That's exactly.
Yeah.
Like three times in a row, and I was looking at the senator like,
excuse me.
Senator?
Senator? That's funny.
That's amazing.
It was pretty funny.
Anyway, so we thought we'd share that with you. Isn't that ironic? Isn't it?
Ironic.
Yeah. Isn't that Alanis?
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying,
enable ROR Boston.
Then say,
open ROR
or WROR.com.
Okay, Billy Joel, tell her about it. It's 8:55. It's Bob. LBF's on vacation. She returns Monday. Tracy's with us. And Brian, you're going on vacation next week.
That's right. Happy summer.
That's it. August 1st is tomorrow, so... There you have it. Fast summer, though, isn't it? Just super.
Yeah.
Even though with the COVID and all that.
Some days I feel like it's gone by really fast, and other days it's like, I feel like I've been here forever. Not here.
I mean, okay, geez, thanks.
You know, because being stuck at home and things like that.
Well,
you know what I mean. I swear, that's what I meant. I swear.
Yeah, is that it? Is your husband listening today?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, if he is, here's a fun fact for you guys.
Okay.
The average household has 217 mini fights a year. About, guess. 217.
The TV.
Nope.
Cleaning up?
Yeah. Dishes.
Oh
yeah.
The top things that can prompt an argument are... Whose turn it is to empty the dishwasher, leaving them in the sink too long, and who should load the dishwasher. That's
it. Doesn't matter who loads it. They're not going to do it right, and I'm going to have to reload it anyway.
Oh! Is that right?
You can't put the tall stuff over there. You got to put that at the edges.
Are you, utensils up or down?
I put them up.
You put them up?
Yep.
I'm down.
Down.
You're down?
I'm down with that.
I feel like they don't get clean. Put the part that gets used up so it gets cleaned better.
Really?
That's my philosophy.
You only stab yourself a few times.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Hey, it's not my turn. I loaded it. I don't have to empty it.
You guys fighting? Is this a mini fight? Anyway.
Only 216 more.
That's right. Yeah. It's not a big deal in our house. You just empty it. Right?
Having
fights about that.
Yeah, we can find much better things
you know what
to
that
fight
is?
About.
Yeah, exactly. That's new marriage material there. Right?
I think it's just being locked in your house since March
Yeah, that's
you'll find
about something to fight
about. There you have it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.